Good morning. We ended off last week discussing the concept of Haliteo L'Rosho V'Yomos, that although in general there's an Isser of Lufnei Iver, you have to make sure that people are not being Oiver Isurim, you're not being Machshel them. However, the Gemara in Bava Kamma explains that if you have Arla in your field and you're concerned that Ganovim will come and steal, you have no obligation to mark it off, to warn them, don't steal this, because it's our law, steal the other things that are mutter. Because Haliteo V'Rosho V'Yomos, if he's doing an Aveira, while he's doing the Aveira, you do not have to protect him from being over further Isurim. Now the cases of Haliteo V'Rosho V'Yomos are in general passive cases, where I don't have to worry about someone doing something Shalik Yadin, even though I know it'll happen. I don't have to go ahead. The other example we gave was if I have a skylight on my roof that's unsafe, I don't have to worry that a ganav will break in and hurt himself. Hadel Rasha, who asked him to be a ganav, who asked him to break into my house? And if he gets hurt, that's his problem. I do not have to worry about it. Now that being said, if you want to be proactive, you have an alarm system. So you'd like to rig up a machine gun to your alarm system that anyone who breaks in, gets his head blown off. So there we do not find, most of the Maamar Chachamim are not discussing where you're actively doing something to set a trap for a Rasha. That, Adarabba, a number of Rachmanim say that would be Aser. However, we ended off with one Maamar Chachamim, which is perhaps a bit different. And that is, what happens if you have a dentayer? Someone owes you money. And he's lying, he's trying to rip you off, he's trying to avoid paying you back. You bring him to Beis Din, you do not have any Edim, but he's chayiv to make a Shavuah. Fine. He hears from the Beis Din that all he has to do is make a shvuah and he's off the hook. So he says, wonderful, hand me a Sefer Torah. He's ready to make a shvuah. Now the problem is that if you push this through, you're going to be machshel him in the Aveira. He's going to make a shvuah shaker. So do you have the right to do so, or is this lifnei iver lo yisitein michshel? You're being machshel him the yisur of shvuah shaker. So over here we have the Ritvaz and others discuss it, and they say there's no problem. And they say various svaras. One svara they say is, it can't be lifnei iver. The Torah is the one that was mechayev someone a shavuah. If the Torah says that someone who's claiming his butcher has to make a shavuah, then obviously that's the right thing to do. You can't argue that it's lifnei iver. On top of that, they say this svara of Haliteo L'Rosho. Who's your counterparty is a ganav. He's trying to steal from you. Since either way he's stealing from you, if besides for stealing from you, he at the same time is also going to be over a shavuah sheker, here we have the concept of Haliteo V'Rosho. I don't have to worry about that causing him to do a second Isser while he's doing the other Isser. Just like when he breaks into my house, I don't have to worry about Arlo, that while he's stealing, he'll be over the Isser Arlo. So here too, if while he's trying to be a Ganev, I don't have to worry about a Shavuah Sheker. So now this case, L'Choira, is a Raya, that even though I'm the one that's Teveya him in Beis Din, and I'm the one that's proactively forcing him, if you will, to make the shvuah, I'm pushing him into it, still we see we're applying the concept of Haliteo V'Rosho V'Yomos, even though I'm being proactive, not just passive. You're not trying to... Enochanami.
The question is, what happens if he gets hurt along the way?
But I hear. And so what he's saying is that there's a difference between stopping a geneva, which I'm allowed to do even if it's proactive, as opposed to going ahead and blowing his brains out. But what will come out, and I think this is true, and another way to answer it is, that it depends whether you put the person on notice. In the case of a shvuah, it's true. You're demanding a shvuah. But you're putting him on notice. You have to make a decision over here. You're not going to be just a ganav. Either you're going to be a ganav and make a shvuah sheker, or you're going to have to come clean. So in such a case, even though I was proactive, I'm the one with teveya the shvuah, since I have the right to be teveya shvuah, you have a decision to make, I don't have to be worried about you making the wrong decision. I would add, and if we extend that, if you hang up a big sign on your property that's warning, alarm hooked up to machine gun, and the person knows that, and now he decides, he makes a poor decision. Not only is he going to be a ganav, he's going to ushmartim es nafshei sechem, he's going to put his life in danger as well. So there arguably, if I do it to set it up to keep people away, he knows about it and he decides to do it. Perhaps there, even though I set it up, but once I gave him that notice and he went in, there we will still apply the svara of how he tell Varosh, I don't have to worry about his bad decision. My Sheinkain in the other cases, if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put poison in the, you know, in the watermelon, and the Ganav won't know about it, I'll just come in and he'll eat it and he'll die, or if I'll set a trap where it'll hurt him without him knowing, without warning him, perhaps in that case, since you're being proactive, you're setting it up, there this concept of Alutel Varosh of Yamas will not apply. Yeah, so the Ritvaz in his tshuva says that Adraba, doing this is, if you go ahead and do this, then Adraba, you'd be Marba Ganovim in Klal Yisrael. Because once the secret gets out that no one's going to be Mechayev Shvua, now everyone can steal. And as long as he's not such a klutz, as long as there are no witnesses, so he'll know, he'll get away with it. And then verse says Adraba, the Torah put it there in order to prevent more Ganevas from happening. So if you're Machmer, it's not a good thing. That being said, others say that at the end, you push it to the end, and then at the last second, when you see he's going to make a shvua, then you should back off. So I don't know.
When you make it, before you're on a shvua. Okay, what if it says, no trespassing, enter at your own risk?
I think most people would assume that enter at your own risk does not mean there's a machine gun hooked up to the alarm. Now again, it probably depends where you are. I don't know, you know, where to draw the line. Even if you write, you know, machine gun attached to alarm, I don't know how many people will take that seriously.
Beware
of owner.
The second person will.
The second person will, correct. Correct. Now these things will all be effective. You know, they will certainly cut down on the ganevas. The question is, how far can you go to prevent future ganevas? Like this. If I want to dig a bar because I want to store things there, and it happens to be if someone comes in, a ganav comes in, he'll get hurt, then I agree. I'm not mechuyev not to use my reshus the way I want to use it because maybe someone will come in and steal it. My shenkin, if the whole tachas over here is to kill, hurt, or whatever it is to do to a person, there the svar of ha'otel of Russia, I don't think would apply. Then you're being goyrim, someone hezek or misa, because he's a ganav, and that's generally not the remedy for breaking and entering into someone's property. Now the other point over here is that lifnei iver generally is I'm going ahead and being machshol the other person. On the other hand, if I'm doing something that's within my rights, there generally is not, I don't have an obligation because of lifnei iver to give up what I'm entitled to. Now a fascinating case, we'll have a few cases, but one of the shailos that was brought to Rav Yashiv was involved making hafganot on Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, from time to time, there are open streets or they do things that cause greater chil Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and very often they make a demonstration. The demonstrations are on Shabbos, and the way that it works with demonstrations, whenever you make a demonstration, first of all, you're closing off roads, and now whoever is traveling, instead of traveling down the road, they have to go through a whole detour, they have to drive further. And on top of that, you're being goyim, the police come out in force, they come with cars, there's all sorts of chil Shabbos that's going on. So are you allowed to demonstrate, because l'kavod Shabbos, if you're being goyim, additional chil Shabbos? So as far as the first question, that you're blocking off the street and now anyone who's driving has to drive around further. So there we have the story of Halotel of Rosh Yamos. He shouldn't have been driving in the first place. And if you're being goyim that this street is blocked, so he has to drive more, there Halotel of Rosh Yamos, you do not have to worry. That's not your concern. The problem is, the second issue, that if you're having a demonstration, the police are going to come in force, and they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So your whole demonstration, L'Kavod Shabbos, is being goyim more Chil Shabbos. So on this, Rav Yashiv Paskin, that no. He says, a person, when he sees Chil Shabbos, when he sees an Aveir being done before Hasya, he has a chiyuv to make a macha. And he says he's not really, it doesn't mean the technical mitzvah of Teichacha, but just for himself, when it's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, if Aveir is done before Hasya without a macha, says it's bad for the person and for his children to see Chilul Shabbos and for it just to go unchallenged. And therefore, you have the right to make a malacha who covet Shabbos. Now, if because of that the police decide they want to come, they want to be there, they want to guard it, whatever the reasons are, they're going to be mechallel Shabbos. That's their decision. But they can't take away your right to make a demonstration, to be mechallel covet Shabbos. And therefore, since you're doing what's within your right, the fact that you'll be goyrim, and now in response to that, people will actually kedin. That's a grama. You don't have to give up what's yours because of being goyrim additionally surim. And there they say it's mutter to do that. Now that being said, that means you're allowed to demonstrate because who asked them to be mechallel Shabbos? If you're going to start throwing rocks or diapers or whatever it is that gets thrown. Now already, you know. First of all, I'm not so sure that there's that included in your chiyuv of toichacha or to be moichel l'kavet Shabbos. What? You put the rocks, not muktzah. But then now that the police are saying they're being pelted with rocks, now you're being goring them to respond. They have to respond to protect themselves. There, I'm not so sure there's a heter on that lifneiver. So besides whatever other problems there may be, the very fact that this extra chilul Shabbos that you're causing which is not included in your chiyuv toichacha, there already I think it's very hard to justify why that should be okay. What? Oh, Enochanami, that is why he says I can do mine. I don't have to worry about the word being goyim. I'm just saying it's different in the sense in the case of the driving. It's someone who's already driving and is just going further. So that's pashut. That's how it's handled. While he's doing one aveira, I don't have to worry that while he's being mechallel Shabbos, he's going to have to go drive around further and being over sefkinesser. That's the clear gemara of how it's handled. This case is a bigger chiddush because here, if not for this demonstration, they'd be sitting in the office or they'd be off. I'm being goyim. But on that, we're saying that since I have the right to be here, the fact that now they're going to go ahead and do something, that is not lifnei. Now, a similar shayla came up in opening Keva Rochel on Shabbos. And the issue was, on one hand, people wanted to daven there on Shabbos. On the other hand, it's very likely, if it's going to be open on Shabbos, it's going to be goyim people to drive there, people to come, and it'll be more chilul Shabbos. So I saw a tshuva. I'm not sure who was writing the tshuva, whether this is the person who was making the decisions or was just stam for the limud. But he writes his maker hadin. You say this svara that since you have the right to daven there on Shabbos, and you don't have to be worried by opening it that now other people will have an opportunity and they'll get into a car and they'll drive. That's called a gromo. That's not a direct lifneiver, and therefore he says maker hadin is mutter. Nevertheless, he ends off that Pashut out public policy. The Bezdin or the Tzibur shouldn't do things that are going to additional Chilul Shabbos. So his maskana was that it shouldn't be done, even though it's not technically lifnei iver. Yeah, Iker Hadin, he's saying it's mutter because you're just allowing people to daven. And the fact that some people will abuse it or some people will drive in a car doesn't mean you have to stop everyone from davening in a Malkum Kadosh because other people will abuse it Shalai Kedin. So Iker Hadin, he says it's not a problem. In the case of Keva Rochel, to go ahead and to change it and to open it on Shabbos, they already, that change, his maskana was it's not Kedai. It's not Kedai to do that. Now, another interesting case that the Igros Moshe deals with is a person who's giving a shiur, and there are goyim that are that stop by and they listen. Now we all know there's an iser to teach Torah to goyim. So if while you're giving the shiur, a goy walks in and sits down in the back corner and starts listening, do you have to stop saying the shiur because every word of the shiur that you're saying it's lifneiva, the goy is listening? So you have to stop saying the shir because by through your shir it's partial lifnei iver. Now the guy is listening and he'll be over the yisur. Correct, the website, and there's a famous daf yomi on the train. So in that car, goyim, what happens if a guy sits down in the car? So the what? If they're gonna right, okay. In all these cases, you have to know if it be choshes that someone will buy it. That happens. That's afterwards. That someone will go ahead. Now it's available. He'll buy it. If the person's in the room and you're giving the shiur, if you will, talking to him, that's much worse. That's b'shas ma'isa, and it's directly from neither. But here Rav Moshe says a very similar idea, that when I'm, you know, as lifnei evil osite michshol, as I hand a bottle of wine to a nazir, my action is an action of lifnei evil, of giving a michshol to someone who is going to do an avera. My she'enkein, if I'm giving a shiur to a chabura, and now a guy on his own initiative, he, if you will, forces his way in, comes and listens when I don't want him there, I'm not interested in there, I'm not really interested in talking to him. So that's not called I'm putting a michshol in front of him. That is called the goy is grabbing the michshol and doing an avera with it. So it's only lifnei evir when I'm giving it to him, when I'm doing it, that where my action is called a michshol. Lashenke, when I'm not focusing on him, I'm focusing on my shir. And adarabah, I have the right to give the shir. Perhaps even a chiyuv to marbitz toyer to give the shir. The fact that a goy in his own initiative decides to come and do an avera with it, that is not my achrayus, and he says there's no chiyuv for maged shir to stop talking simply because a guy is going to go ahead and do an aveira or shaloi kedin with that shir. Now, if he comes in and takes it on his own, so then there's no lifnei evir. There it's a question of afusha meyasura and chiyuv toychacha. But putting that aside, if he comes on his own and takes it, he wasn't invited, then Echami, there's no, that's not lifnei evir. You don't have to, you know, put locks on your door that maybe someone will come in and take it. The unfortunate reality is that even when people are in the room, they're lav dafka listening. So this guy can space out like everyone else. He has an iPhone, he can do whatever everyone else does. Who asked, remember she says, who asked him to listen? Even if he is stuck in the room, who asked him to pay attention? There are plenty of other things he can be thinking about. And he says, still, you'd be able to talk even though he has to be there. Now, the Maril Diskin has... They don't ask for much information. You want to know if you know there's a goy there and you're sending it out to the goy, is that lifnei evir? That would probably be lifnei evir. Now, it would probably be charav denara. Because even if you don't send him the email, if he really wants to, he can go to the website, he can find it himself. Not so easy to find things on the WHI website these days, but he'll get there eventually. So once it's charav denara, he can do it on his own. It's only a question of misayaya. Misayaya by a goy, most places can say the issue doesn't apply. So it's only when he can't do without you. Now, Torah, or in a case where you're giving a shir, you're right. If you can go to a website and hear equivalent shir in a chanami. But in a case where the lifnei evir by a goy is only when he has no other way of getting it. Anything that he's mitzvah, but learning Torah, he's also mitzvah, because again, you see his chayiv misa. So there is a list of lifnei evir on this as well. It's true, something which is not aser for him, there's no lifnei evir because it's not a michshol. He's allowed to do it, but once he's not allowed to do it, then the iser lifnei evir is going to apply. Now, Maral Diskin, one last maramakum about this type of idea. Maral Diskin has a chiddush, and he said, what happens if the person, the summa, if you will, demands from you something to do in Avera. And if you don't give it to him, there's an einus moment. He's going to cause you a hefsin moment. The nazir is desperate for this bottle of wine. It says, either give me this bottle of wine, or I'll go ahead, I'll burn down your house. So there, Maril Diskin has a chiddush. He says, there, that's not aser. He says, even though normally for a lav, you're mechuyev to give up perhaps all of your money, again, sheval taseh, maybe only a fifth or a tenth, depending on the shita that you go with. But he says, lifnei evir l'osite michshol is when you put the michshol in front of him. On the other hand, the person is forcing you to give the michshol, even though that coercion is not an oinus haguf, it's an oinus mamon, which usually is not going to be a heter. Nevertheless, if you're being forced to give it, that's not lifnei evir l'osite michshol. And he says, there, that would be mutter. An example of this is probably the most difficult, challenging case of lifnei evir is people who own nursing homes. If you own a nursing home and you have Jewish patients, so some of the nursing homes are kosher, which is wonderful, but some of them aren't. Some of them, the vast majority of the patients are goyim, and they do not have a kosher kitchen. Now there are a host of problems. We have the problem of macholos asura, of being doing schorer macholos asura. It's there isurei hana. There are a host of issues, but another very serious issue is lifnei evir. If you have a patient that is not from, and you're going ahead and you're feeding them something which is not kosher, you have a very serious problem with lifnei iver leisidei miksha. Elamai, he has a very simple etza. When you have such a patient, make sure that patient gets fed different. That patient gets only kosher food. And for a couple of patients, it's not a big deal. And you go ahead, you get a kosher caterer and provide kosher meals for this patient. It's a real problem. Because what happens if a patient says, no, I don't want to be discriminated against. My roommate is getting a cheeseburger. I want that cheeseburger too. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to call the state. You're discriminating. It's illegal. They'll shut you down. They'll take away your license. Now, l'chayra, api pashas, you would say, it's lifnei iver. It's a law of doraisa. You're mechuyev to give up. All of your money, a fifth, that shouldn't be a heter. However, according to this Maril Diskin, we'll have only mitzvos. Because Maril Diskin says that if the person who's being over the iser demands it and forces you to give it with an oynis mamon, even though it's an oynis mamon, he says, that's not cool that I put the michshol in front of you. It means you're grabbing the michshol from me and going ahead and being over the iser with it. So according to Maril Diskin, we'll have a limud tzus, as long as you offer the people the kosher, if they say, no, we don't want it, and adrab, if you try giving this to us, we're going to go ahead and we'll call the state down, there you'll have Maril Diskin. You should make the entire home kosher. So lav dafkar, you mechuyiv to feed the goyim kosher of food and spend that extra money simply so that the yid who's balaveiro won't be able to coerce you or force you to give you the tarifus. So this would be, again, my real discount is a chiddush, but our kopan would be a limud schos, is provided that you go ahead and offer any Jewish patient the kosher food and try to give it to them. And only when they push back, you go ahead and you'll have my real discount. So be that as it may, again, this Maril Diskin is a tremendous chiddush. Again, the Igros Moshe doesn't directly argue on his chiddush, but he's grabbing the fakvik, the rayas that he brings. He says he doesn't believe Maril Diskin actually wrote it. He thinks someone else wrote it. But I'll call upon him. He's saying that if you're being forced, even with an oynis mamon, by the person who wants to be over the iser, he says the lifnei iver will not apply. Now, we will have to get back to the nursing home case, because there's a separate problem of lois tichole, that being safi, if you're feeding biyadayim, you're literally putting the food into their mouth, or putting the food in front of them, putting tray for food, we're going to see, even in cases where there's no lifnei iver, there may be a separate of lo sechalim, which again, according to many, is daraisa, but that's, you know, that we'll have to get to next week. Yes, if you tell a goy to feed typhus to a cotton, that's the case in Simon Shin Mem Gimel. That's, you know, that the Gemara's taught. So there that will also be awesome.
We have a Jewish worker who's feeding.
Yeah, either way, but it's clear if you're mitzavo goy, that's also going to be awesome.
And
chanami, but this is how you're feeding them. And it's not, the shlichus is usually when the guy has to create a chalois or something to that effect. But if you just, that's how you're getting it. And also, we do hold shlichus l'chumra for many yisurim. Okay, so let's go on to some other practical examples of lifnei iver. Igros Moshe has a tshuva where a person was a caterer, and the concern was the food was going to be kosher, everything was going to be glatt, mahajim in a mahajim. The problem is that at the chasana, there would be mixed dancing and there would be shalei kedin. And the question was, is there a problem with lifnei iver catering such a simcha? Renting out the hall for use, where it's going to be used and when aveiros are going to be done. What? So the Igros Moshe starts off by saying, the tshuva was written to someone who was in London. He said, London is a big city. There are many catering halls and many caterers. So if you say no, they'll just go to the next person. And therefore, he says, it's not a question of lifnei iver d'oraisa, it's a question of misayeya. And as we'll see, misayeya, there's a lot more room there to be made. Now, in truth, although that's Rav Moshe's approach, it is a chiddush. Because we said over from the Mishnah Lamelech that when it's chadar v'denara, if the nazir, if you don't hand him the bottle of the wine, he'll take it himself. There clearly is no lifnei iver d'oraisa. But what happens if it's trei aver denara? He needs someone to help him with a bottle of wine. But if you don't give it to him, another yid will give it to him. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, that's not called chad aver denara. Because there's an instant lifnei iver to help him. If you don't do it, the other yid that gives it, he'll be over the yisr lifnei iver. The fact that there's an avarian who's going to be over the yisr lifnei iver doesn't mean that now there's no lifnei iver because the other person will do it. It's only when another can do it himself, or a goy who's not mitzvah lifnei iver. There we say since it can be done without the assistance of any of a bar chiyuva, there's no iser lifnei iver daraisa. But if whoever does it, whoever helps him is going to be a yid who is subject to lifnei iver. There the Mishnah Melech says it's not a heter and it'll be lifnei iver daraisa. Now, if that's true, if we go with this Mishnah Melech, then if these people are only going to use a kosher caterer, and assuming the kosher caterers are all Jewish, so then even though there are 50 other options, since all of those 50 have the same problem, they have the same Isra Lifnei Iver, according to the Mishnah Melech, we're back to a question of Lifnei Iver Daraisa, not Misayeh Darabanan. If it's not your hall, then it's that knocks it down that much less. You know, we want to say that even in London, even though many of the caterers were Jewish, the halls themselves were, there are plenty of hotels that you could use, and you can bring in a caterer from somewhere else. So in that case, that would be a good explanation why this Mishnah Melech wouldn't apply, and that would explain why it's not Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Now, in truth, although Rav Moshe is very sussim, he doesn't go into this. There is a machlokas. The Pnei Moshe argued and said that as long as we know for sure the Isser will be done by someone else, even if it's another Yid, he says there's no Isser Lifnei Iver. Again, most places go with Mishnah Melech, but I'll call upon Mishas Adchak, many are Mitzarif this Pnei Moshe as well. Correct. Well, the Rav Moshe's case is you give them the hall. You're renting the hall. It's not just the food. In the food, it's only a question of misaya. It's only a question of misaya in the food because they're not using it for the eser. But the point over here is you're renting them the space. Now, even the space is a chiddush because when you hand wine to a nazir, wine is the chatichat yisura. It's usher to drink the wine. You're handing them the chifetz which will be used for the eser. When you rent space, it's true. If you have to dance, you need a place to dance. You need an area, but you can't say that the space itself is being used for the Isser. You're doing the Isser in this, on this dance floor. So in such a case, that's also another svara that's brought down. It's further removed. It's more of a groma than lifnei iver, and it's another svara. It's another svara lahakol. Now, on top of that, the Gris Moshe adds a svara that we mentioned a few times before, that when you're doing something which is the primary use is laheter, there's nothing wrong with the chasana, there's nothing wrong with the food, everything else is good. It just happens to be along the way they'll also do an iser. Rav Moshe suggests, and again, by deraisa, he's mesupik, by misayei drabonon, he's slamik on this completely, that since the primary use of what's going on is a heter, it's just along the way there'll be some iser thrown in, he says that's not included in the misayeya, and that would be mutter. On top of that, one last svar that applies over here is that what happens if you'll say no? So the chasin is going to happen. They'll go to a caterer who's not quite as frum. And there, besides the problems of the mixed dancing, the kashrus is going to be a little bit iffy. So he's Zucker of Moshe. If you're dealing with Neva Doraisa, so then already it's not so posh you can make these cheshbonos. But if you're dealing with an issue of Misayaya, so if by you helping them out, Adirabe, you're making them over fewer Isurim, not more Isurim, there already there's Malkum Lahakol to say that Adirabe, you're helping out, you're minimizing the Isur that's being done, and that would not be a Misayaya, that would not be Asur, Adirabe, that's called saving them, that's not called a Mikshel, and that would be another Svar Lahakol why it would be Mutter to rent the space to them. So we say that's more. It's an interesting case because it's not doima to yayin, where because the music is not the chaticha di sur, if you will. On the other hand, it is a case where if they stop, the yisur will not get done. You know, it's in that sense, if you have complete control of the yisur, so then there's malkum to say, this is doima to the Gemara says that hitting your son or the other Gemara about smashing something in front of your son, you're over lifnei iver. Now in those cases, not a chaticha di yisur. So how does that stem with Oshita? So the Parshat Pshat is that in a case where you're just handing it to him and he's using it, there it's only Yasser by a Chatichat Yisurah. On the other hand, smacking your son, where you're being goyrim him to get angry and hit you back, There you don't need a chetichah d'yisura. There, when you're the actual goyrim of the yisur, that's going to be more chomer, even if it's not a chetichah d'yisura. So if that case, you want to say the music itself is what's goyrim the dancing, that would very likely be more chomer, and that would be yisur, even if it's not the chetichah d'yisura. Okay, we have a few more cases, but we'll have to, Mirtz Hashem, next week will be the last week on Lefnei Iver. Ah, that's next week.